feel it burning.
Hi, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 48 of Scale Your Charisma. Thanks for being here today. It is Tuesday morning, October 4th, 2016, and we're going to continue our conversation around the five R's of social selling. And today, the topic of conversation is on the third R. It is recognition. And are you using LinkedIn as a published record of your knowledge and expertise? But before we get in, I wanted to just briefly dedicate this episode to my dad. Yesterday on Monday, October 3rd at 2:45 p.m., he passed away. And my dad, Leo, right? Leo Herman, that's why I roll by Jeff Leo Herman, just in his honor. Extremely hard worker, fair and honest guy, cared for, you know, just raised me and my two sisters and took great care of my mom, and just, you know, entrepreneur and really dedicated family guy. And he passed from a cardiac event. And so I wanted to, you know, dedicate this episode to him because he'd want me to keep going, and work was always really important to him. And so here we are, we're working, we're keep going. So let's just jump in. Let's march on. So third R, right? We're on these five R's of social selling: reach and relevance. We already covered the first and second. Now we're on to recognition. And the third R of social selling, recognition, as we've already mentioned, are you using LinkedIn as a published record of your knowledge and expertise? Are you using it to build credibility and authority? And basically, it's just a great opportunity to position yourself as an industry expert. And the bottom line these days is, if you're not on LinkedIn, you're not in the game. And I'm not saying you need your own website and you need your own blog, but at a minimum, a great opportunity we have is to set up your LinkedIn profile. Once again, it's a published record of your knowledge and expertise. And this notion of building authority by being, you know, adding value and being a problem solver is a tremendous opportunity and something that we always want to consider when we're building trust and credibility with our prospects and customers. And so when you think about recognition, what are some of the simple things we can do to drive that recognition as the third R and build authority? Well, a lot of it starts with our LinkedIn profile, of course. And it goes without saying, you know, this is our spot to build our professional brands and have a great photo, a great professional photo, of course. But really, what other ways can we optimize our headlines? Is your headline your job title? Is it a reflection of your pay grade? Or is it something that is a statement of how you're solving problems or adding value, or what impact are you making? So how can you use your headline not only to build authority, right? So if you have a cool title, an authoritative title, I would say go for it and use it. But how are you using headline to position yourself as a problem solver and a teacher, and how you can basically make an impact? So using action words in your headline, like helping or solving problems, or even just, you know, stating keywords in your industry that position yourself as an industry expert. So of course the headline is the most critical piece of real estate. That's good for a look, but then really, where can you make the biggest impact? And how can you drive this recognition? And once again, use LinkedIn as a published record of your knowledge and expertise. The summary section. And let's get very personal in the summary section. So in many cases, we see a summary section that happens to contain a company description. Well, this is your opportunity in the summary section to talk about you and your special knowledge and expertise and your unique perspective and your unique opinion, and even share personal information if you so choose to. Because if you're using it as a tool to advance your profile in front of your prospects and customers and get them to know you beyond a superficial status and get them to know something about you. For example, I've seen summary sections that, you know, I've used this story about Diane getting shot out of a cannon way too many times, so I won't get into that right now. But in your summary section, I have a long commute. I talk about the podcasts that I listen to or the volume of podcasts that I listen to, and I'm always happy to make a podcast recommendation because I spend so much time in the car. So what can you put in your summary section that differentiates yourself, that makes you unique and not just another superficial business person? So beyond the summary section, you know, getting into the job descriptions, right? So what, when you're writing your job description, once again, it's fine to lead with your company information in the job description, but what is your unique contribution and what can a client or prospect expect you contribute to them within your job description? So let's not talk about quota achievement. Let's talk about basically how you've helped make an impact or solve problems for your prospects and customers. So that's another opportunity. Don't just use it to showcase your organization, but showcase your impact within your organization. Another quick one is recommendations, of course, and skills. Those, recommendations, they're hard to come by simply because you don't want to be too burdensome to people that you work closely with, but I would ask for them. So go ahead and ask for those recommendations. See if you can get that validation that, you know, once again, builds trust and credibility and gets others to vouch for you. And try for recommendations beyond your colleagues or friends. Of course, try for current clients or past clients. And then the skills section, that's the easiest thing to load up in the skills area, simply because the voting is there as far as your depth of skills, and your connections can vote on your skill achievement, skill attainment. So, you know, those are all things that can be, of course, organized on your profile. You can drag different things like recommendations or skills or experience up and down on your profile based upon how much you want to emphasize that. So we've scratched the surface with the profile, and we're driving recognition, once again, using our LinkedIn profile as a published record of our knowledge and expertise. And the key word there is published record. So of course you share, you hit the publish button. And this gets us into the next R, right? So the four R's, we have reach, relevance, recognition, and response. Well, how do you drive a response? That's the fourth R of social selling. Well, it's this notion of publishing and how we can use LinkedIn and other social media platforms, mind you, but LinkedIn specifically, develop great content, drive engagement, capture insights. And that's the response model. So now that we've established the fact that we're set up for success, and we're set up to be recognized as an industry expert or using LinkedIn as a published record of our knowledge and expertise, how can we drive that response? Well, in many cases, it's through great value-adding problem-solving content. And we're going to get into that specifically next week. So until next week, I, as always, please reach out with any questions or comments. Share your stories around how you've set up your profile for success. And if you've taken some extra time and created a unique story, or you are using your summary section to really dig into both personal and professional aspects of your life, we'd love to hear about it. We'd love to share. So please email me to my personal blog at jeff@publisherparish.fm. And until next week, I hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal. Bye. This episode is brought to you by Fathom's Nurture Executive Forum, a multi-city event over the course of 2016 and 2017 held for transformation-minded marketers looking to work their way up the marketing maturity curve. The schedule so far is Columbus and San Francisco, followed by San Diego, and into Chicago into early next year. So please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm to attend this wonderful event and meet other marketers like you looking to punch above their weight. I know who it is I be, chasing my destiny. It's time for me to seize, release me, I'm a beast. I know who it is we be, let's change this world we see. Leaving these crumbs and seeds, it's time to bare our teeth.